This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. Last week, we started a discussion about the personality of the abuser. David, tell us what are some of the signs of an abusive personality?
Well, what I hope to do on today's show is to kind of give some clues about things to look for in a relationship that might indicate that somewhere down the road there's a potential for abuse. So let's see if we can identify during this little brief discussion today some of those characteristics. But one of the primary signs of an abusive person or a potential batterer is jealousy. This is the key to any kind of an abusive relationship. The abuser says he loves her and wants to care for her, and oftentimes the victim will think that this is a very flattering because you're getting all this attention and whatnot, but it's really a matter of control, and actually it's a sign of a very insecure and possessive personality. And here's some example questions. For example, questions about who did you talk to? How much time did you spend with this person? He might be jealous of the time that you spend with your family, friends, and neighbors. He may call frequently during the day to check up on you, see how you're doing. He really wants to make sure that you're where you're supposed to be and not doing something that makes him nervous. He may drop in unexpectedly when you least expect it, may refuse to let you go to work. These are all kinds of signs of jealousy and potential controlling in a relationship.
Last week you mentioned that the abuser's primary motivation was control. Can you give us some examples of how control is used in a relationship?
Right. Abuse is just one method of control. The abuser will say he's concerned about your safety, about using your time wisely, about making good decisions, but really he wants to be in control of your every move. He may be angry if you come home later than expected because no telling what you might have been doing during that time period when he expected you home. He'll question you carefully about who you've talked to and where you went. And as the behavior gets worse, he'll even be controlling to the point of wanting to choose your clothing. He'll want to make decisions about the house. I mean, stuff that normally a woman would make about plates to buy or how to entertain and that sort of thing. He'll be making those decisions. And he'll want to even have her ask for permission to leave the room or to leave the house.
What are some of the things that a woman should look for as signs that her man might be an abuser in the future?
Well, one of the key indications are that an abuser will want a quick involvement, a quick decision about, you know, moving in or getting married and that sort of thing. Most victims that I've seen in the shelter have known their abuser less than 6 months before they married or started living together. He'll come on like a whirlwind and claim it's love at first sight. And all this is very flattering to a woman on the front end, but you really don't know that person. And, you know, he needs someone desperately and wants her to commit to him. And some of the examples that he'll say are things like, you're the only person I've ever wanted to talk with. I've never felt love like this before. And you should remember that it takes at least a year before you take off the rose-colored glasses and see your partner for who he really is. But unrealistic expectations are another indication. And you're dealing here with a personality that's very insecure. It's like having a little child in a man's body. He's very insecure and needy and wants that woman to meet his every need. He expects her to be both the wife, the mother, the lover, the friend, and expects her to be perfect in all of these situations. So anytime someone's coming on to you and wants a quick decision, a quick involvement, even though it's flattering, it's a red flag, and you need to really check that out before going down that road.
If someone would like to talk with a Safe Place staff member, give us a phone number.
Well, we have a 24-hour hotline that's available in Mitchell County, and someone will answer that 24 hours a day. Our number is 765-4044. That's 765-4044, and you can talk to anyone. Talk to someone anytime, 24 hours a day. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.